Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everybody, howdy everybody.
Yes, it's true.
Ooh. Well, we are live.
Right.
So watch your language.
Right. Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop whoop. Let me just do a little Facebook. Let's do the socials. Vader's Inhaler is the first in. Great to see that name for the first launch. Super Saiyan King Mike. It is.
Who does that belong to? Yours?
Sorry, I was having a clear out. And it is 7 p.m. Join me for a free live show tonight. www.twitch.tv/TLNA live right now. Call
020-328-66370.
Do it. Beneath the headphones, Villa, Quiet Bloke, Visionary! Did you hear the show this morning?
Yes, I heard some of it.
Visionary came in.
Yes, I know.
It was lovely, lovely, lovely.
We had a house call.
We had some great people coming in today. It was the show I wanted to do. It went down really well with everybody.
Oh.
No, what are you doing? No. The stick goes that way. What are you doing?
How long have I been
doing this? How long have you been doing this?
It was all to cook.
I know, this... What is... What on earth? Let me turn this microphone off because it will sound awful. Giotara says, I've been on an Ian Lee internet binge this week. Legend. I don't know what that means.
You're a
very, very sick person. Someone had tweeted me saying they'd finally got through all of the talk radio podcasts.
I don't believe it.
They'd finally got through all of them. Insania. I like it on Facebook when I get tagged by the Community Standard and Pages Protection because that's a scam.
Is it?
I've had about 20 times. You've been tagged by this. You need to send us your details because we really want to report you. No, you're a scam.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that going on at the moment, isn't there?
Remember when my Facebook page was being used to sell, I think it was it rugs or scarves?
Scarves,
or something?
Vietnamese scarves.
Hello, everybody. Alice has just woken up. Gatford, Jibadebo, Geotora, Dingo Bingo. Oh, you've been watching that? Oh, well, okay.
Dingo Bloody Bingo.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Richard, Visionary, Mick, Cozy, Lulu. Now, Lulu, we need to talk because you're not in a good place at the moment, Lulu. How can we help you? Well, Skype is open. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. We have... now, I can't get the ZX Spectrum games to work. Someone's had an angry game of Uno.
Oh, dear. Ripped
up. I can't get the Spectrum games to work, unfortunately. My technical advisor, Chris... He's looking into it. Can get the BBC game, so that's an option tonight. Some of those documentaries we looked at yesterday, they're an option tonight. But I tell you what is also an option tonight. Uno. Uno is an option tonight.
Just indicating that this is live. It's live.
Uno. Yeah, sorry, I found the other camera. in a draw. Uno is an option. If you, but you can play. If you have Uno cards, you can play. We'll do it on Zoom, and we'll get a little. What I want today. We're sensationally returning back to Twitch today.
After a long hiatus.
It's a huge comeback. It's a bigger comeback than... Think of a pop star that did a big comeback. All I've got in my head
Kiss
is Gary
keep
Glitter.
Coming back, don't they?
Kiss.
Yeah.
All I've got in my head is Gary Glitter because I was talking to a producer. This is interesting. Wants to make a doc? Because apparently he's potentially coming out in February. And they heard... If you've not heard it, me and Catherine made... This I love it, and it was supposed. We were trying to sell it as a series to Audible, and it never took off. But we made this documentary about Gary Glitter fans, and it was me trying to square the hole. Is that a phrase?
Oh God, no, not with regards to.
So
him.
I like Gary Glitter's music, but obviously his crimes are abhorrent, you know, awful. And I was trying to get my head around it, so I went and interviewed a load of Gary Glitter fans. Have some of that.
Yes, please.
Have some of that. I went and interviewed a load... Here you go, you can put it all over. A load of Gary Glitter fans. I made this really nice documentary, and it's on... Quiet Bloke, it's great to be back. Thank you. It's on YouTube. And she heard that, and she listened to Ian's Paul Chowdhury pod last night. You really are a fan. You know he's a massive fan of his music, Depeche Mode. So was Adam Ant, inspired by the two drummers. Anyway, she'd seen that. She's considering making this documentary. The BBC are interested. And so she kind of wanted to pick my brains and stuff. And it turned out I knew way more about show business paedophiles than I expected. And I had to say, keep saying, this must seem really weird that I know all of this stuff. But, I do.
There are reasons.
And I was referencing the interview that John Ronson did with Chris Denning that isn't on YouTube anymore but is an incredible interview. We talked about the letter that Jonathan King sent me, all of that. And then she said, and I talked about my history of, abuse and stuff. And she was like, if this got made, you would be a great person to front it. Do you know what I said? I said, I'm not really interested in doing telly. Isn't it?
Bloody hell.
I said, I'm not really interested in doing telly anymore. She went, what do you mean? I said, and I got a little bit tongue-tied. I got a little bit embarrassed. I didn't explain it as well as I wanted to. And I said, I just kind of fallen out of love with telly. I don't really have the time for it. And it doesn't really interest me. And at the end, she was going back and saying, I said, look, get back and if you want to talk about this stuff, I'm really, really happy to talk about this stuff. And if you get a commission, well, then, and you still want me when you've got a commission, well, we can talk. But at the moment, I'm not interested in.
Wow, that's a massive difference, right?
Isn't
because
it?
Back in the day, and understandably, right, that would have been you going, here we go.
Yeah.
He's back in the saddle.
Tony, thank you for the support.
And then, of course, the showbiz promise doesn't come to fruition and you're heartbroken again.
And I'm not interested. I'd like to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend, 3 months, filming stuff. Also, I don't want to build my hopes up that she says, oh, no, it's gone to someone else. But also, I'm not really interested in making a telly programme anymore. It doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
It's a lot of faff. For what?
What's happening to us? We're not bothered anymore, are we? Are we growing?
Fabulous.
Have we evolved? Have we levelled up?
It was. It felt really good saying it and meaning it, and it wasn't false humility. It was. Fuck! I'm so shit at getting fires going. It was. I've said it and I meant it. It was great.
Well, let's see.
She was a really nice person. She's talking to one of Gary Glitter's sons. You know his name, Gary Jr. And and if it gets made, it'll be a really interesting show. Have I considered producing, directing instead of fronting? Zero interest. Zero interest in that. That's like, for me, directing is like solving a really, really complicated maths problem. And I don't want to sit down with the pen and paper and work it out. Same with producing audio. Producing TV is different to producing audio. Producing in TV is more of a financial backing thing and ideas, but producing radio is more hands-on.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't
edit. I've had people
edit.
Make that mistake before and try sliding up to me to get projects off the ground. I'm going, I'm a radio
works.
Producer.
Yeah, director in TV is probably more powerful than a producer, certainly more creatively powerful.
Yeah.
But that's why when I recorded all that audio of the Gary Glitter fans, I didn't know what to do with it, but you do, because your brain can solve that maths problem. I can't. How do you tell a story from... you know, 5 hours of shit that I've recorded. How do you get that into a narrative?
Yeah.
Same when I shot that. Remember I made that documentary at that Monkeys convention? It's one of my favourite things, right? It's on YouTube. It's Monkeys fans. It's really quirky and lovely. I shot all this stuff and I didn't know what to do with it. So that guy, Jonathan Sloman, who we saw at the Beatles thing, he's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. His dad's a famous editor. And I gave it all to him. I gave him this hard drive and I said, I don't know what the story is here. And he made it into like this 20-minute film I'm very, very proud of. But I kind of feel like I didn't really have a lot to do with it because he saw the story and managed to pull it, managed to extract it.
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's like sometimes when I record a certain podcast with a certain other person and he always says to me, was that all right? And I went, it's in there. Because I know I can hear the bits.
Yeah.
It's in there.
I still
love hearing it, especially when someone else has done it, because it's a completely different piece of work.
So it was. If this documentary gets made, I look forward to it. You know, if they came and said we're going to give you £10,000,
let's talk.
It would be like £1,500 for a month's work, and it wouldn't fit in with my counselling, and it wouldn't fit. And I'm not bothered.
Wait and see.
Yeah. But I'm not. But it was lovely saying I'm not bothered. And now the fact I keep saying I'm not bothered probably makes it sound like I'm really bothered. But I'm not bothered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mr. Bodell says there's no Twitch mods on tonight. Okay, well, we're going to change that, Paul. We're going to change that.
Wear this fluorescent jacket, please, and hold this clipboard.
Yeah, you just put your head above the parapet.
I am also a mod, so if necessary, I can step in. But I trust you fully, complicitly.
There we go. Explicitly. Richard's there.
Completely.
Oh.
Yes, Richard's there. Cog Bongo, don't give Bodell any power, you idiots.
Paul, do you want to try and type something?
Bodell, I've been inspired by you to get my velvet jacket out. Oh, I wonder if you've worn yours yet.
And I'm inspired to wear this shirt that I bought at a charity shop that I thought I'd never wear because it's a bit loud for me.
I love that.
I'll wear this. Look at the...
This reminds me of holidays.
Look at the sleeve. The inner sleeve.
Snazzy.
Snazzy, isn't it? And I thought, I'm never going to wear this. And I thought, I'm wearing it tonight. Mr. Bodell, welcome. Gatford, you're back in the fold, buddy. Gatford is already a moderator of this channel. Paul, did you just tell me there were no mods when there are at least 3 mods just so you could be modded?
Yeah, he's climbing the greasy pole again.
Can we have some more Judge Boyle, please? Do you want to see if there's any?
Oh, my God.
I think I've got this. Right.
The Judge Boyle's Judgment Day.
Gentlemen, the court is now in session.
Well, let me have a look. Let's see what
we're having.
Let's see what debris has been caught in my shit net. That's not a very nice way of putting it, is it? No. Oh God, I'm trying to log in on a new thing. Right, hang on. Oh God. Right, right. Yeah. Right. Two. Oh, for God's sake.
How do I stop cats attacking my Christmas tree? I don't know. How do I stop cats?
Don't have a Christmas tree. It's the only way. Right, let's see what we got. Let's see what we got.
Two of you have just been given a magic sword. Enjoy. Chris says, I'm currently in bed with COVID and norovirus. I've shat myself inside out but can't smell it because of the COVID. What a lovely story. What a lovely, lovely story, Chris. Thank you so much for sharing that. That really is absolutely wonderful.
It's got a bum like a chewed orange.
Isn't it just...
The only viewer. Do you remember him from last night? He was instigating in the chat. Of course he couldn't just leave it, could he? Not bothered.
Oh, my God. He was the one who said you had Elton John's glasses and something about your daughter having a seizure. And I see he's done that there, but I can't remember what he...
I don't know. It was just very bothered.
It was...
He's very bothered about me.
First one we should have known. We gave him a second chance and he was a bellend. What lovely apologetic message has he sent you to say sorry?
I never thought I would like sliders, but at my age, you get fed up of having to push them out. Okay, so he's continuing with his type 5 minutes.
Those are the comments from last night. So those are the actual things that he said.
Oh, right, okay. So let's see. Unban request. So what's this then? Not especially looking. How do I open that?
Can you make that, can you drag that across and make it wider? No?
Doesn't look like it, does it?
Refresh the page. Always refresh the page. Ian, what was Frank Sidebottom like in person? Do you want to know about Frank or do you want to know about Chris? You tell me which one you want to know and I'll tell you.
Here we go. Let's see if we can... Maybe Twitter is filtering out the... Doing Twitch. A double filter of knobs.
Hello, Giselle.
Where?
I think the framework of Twitter has changed itself
Twitch,
slightly.
Twitch. Unban requests. Okay, so look. Select.
Not especially looking.
See, it's gone to that. Dunno. Oh, hang on, I don't want to look at his chat logs. I wasn't interested when it was live.
Can you see the messages, mods? Because Catherine is...
It's not offering me the option, is it?
Wind me up a little bit here.
Well, you try.
Okay, not especially... All right, I'll try. All right.
Oh, hang on there.
Looking to be unbanned.
Just want to...
I don't know how you use this computer.
Be rude again, I'm guessing. Just want to explain. I associate Ian Lee as a comedian. Oh, here we go. And thought this was a comedy stream. It might be the compilation video of the Beatles saying one naughty word that done it. Only noticed the tags after being banned. Anyway, want to apologise for any offence caused with what I thought were a couple of innocuous jokes intended to get a chuckle from the presenters. Please don't attribute my misunderstanding to malice. Best of...
Get rid of this bar at the bottom.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. What you do... is you go here. How do you right click on this?
There.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, now we're in taskbar settings.
Why don't you just leave my computer alone?
He says, best of luck. That is apology. That is nice. Unban him.
I'll unban him. But fancy thinking that would be funny. Oh, I'm reporting him.
No, don't report him. Unban him.
I can't unban him.
The underscore only... I'll unban... mods? Right, hang on.
How do we unban?
I'll do it. Unban... the underscore. No, don't do anything.
I'm not.
What was his name?
Hang on. The only viewer.
Well, that was an apology.
It was.
Right, who's Monkey77? They're unbanned.
What?
They're unbanned. Who's this? Monkey. There was another one. Who's Monkey77?
That's weird.
Where are the banned actually? Where are the unbanned? Drunken Monkey.
Sorry, it's only banter.
Well,
it's because he said something that
no such thing we as can't Santa Claus. Have. I'm going to unban.
Okay. How do we unban though? This is all gone to cock. Do I go up here?
You asked for this, Gary, and on your head be it.
To be honest, you're lucky you're not banned.
Yeah.
Skating Spaceman. I just made a comment about something. See, I can't even look. You're on at the same time as your left wing nutter hero.
Oh, that's James O'Brien.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a mate of mine.
Just made a comment
about James O'Brien.
I don't see.
How would we find it on my computer? Because I want to see what his Twitch. God, this is like two old people.
It's this.
How do I find it on my computer? Guys.
I'm in the moderator thing.
Guys, Make sure there's no tabs that I don't want you people to see. That's my email, so I don't really want you to see.
Can you go into mod view from what you've got?
Guys, how do we get into mod view from here? How do I do this? What do I do? Yasmin says go into mod view. How do I do it, Yasmin? Oh, Jesus, now it's gone all psychedelic. Okay. The sword on the bottom.
Hang on, here we go. I don't see what was wrong with it. I made a comment about James O'Brien. Don't see what was wrong with it.
You called him a left-wing nutter. He's a friend of mine. Bye.
Yeah, so how do we get rid of him?
He's banned.
So he keeps banned.
He keeps banned.
But I can't reject his request. That's what I want to be able to do. What's this? This is shite, isn't it?
This is our sensational return to Twitch after we sensationally abandoned Twitch. It's great to be back, guys. It's great to be back. We're falling through a hole of infinity, which is Catherine's nickname at school. However, Cape Town says, Dean said, this is like signing up on Mastodon. I've heard it was... Oh, was that loud? What, this is loud?
Oh, yeah.
It's looking the same as my other level, so just deal with it, Dan.
So yeah, I can't delete him. I don't know how this works anymore.
Start skating, spaceman.
Yeah, that's the one that says this. Oh, talk about Alex Belfield.
Alex Belfield is more saying this, but then his apology. He's got. We can't see the apology.
No, I'm not interested.
The sword button for mod view is near the chat button. Oh, mod view. I'm in mod view. Right. No, we're not going to play that game. Right, so where are these the unbanned requests? Catherine, you do this, you've done this.
These nine new.
You're on the same time. We've done that, didn't I?
The bottom there.
Right. Okay. Football, so Alex B is more entertaining than this. It just said hi, okay, deny. Whoa.
Report.
Oh, you couldn't see that because that was... I can't see a report button, Catherine.
Yeah, those three dots at the top there.
Okay, you can't see that. That's horrible.
Oh, no, it's not there.
Racially offensive. Now, what we do is we go there. I think it's deny.
It was the exclamation mark.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, I can't see
there, bottom right. It's behind the lamp.
There isn't an exclamation. Oh, yes, there is.
Hateful conduct.
Yeah, okay.
Have that. Yeah. Slurs or symbols.
No, I think that's goodbye. Racist. There we go. That's that done. That was fun. I've never been able to do that. Oh shit.
Well, now you have the power.
Quiet Bloke says, this is what happens when you leave Twitch. When you come back, you forget how to use it. I think they've actually changed it.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.